Federal employees have 18 months of credit monitoring and identity theft protection after the OPM data breach. Some employees and some former employees are still getting their notification letters telling them if they qualify and exactly what they qualify for. Colleen Kelly's president of the National Treasury Employees Union and looking at whether OPM is doing enough and whether it's good enough. Colleen, it's great to have you back on the program today. The 18-month credit monitoring seems to be a sticking point, not just for you, but for the employees themselves. What are you hearing from your members about the response that they're getting to this credit breach, data breach? Thanks for being on today.
Sure. I'm glad to be here. I just wish it was on a better, more positive subject. Employees are very concerned about the 18 months. They do not feel that it's adequate, especially considering what is still unknown about the second breach and what the extent of it was. And they're looking for coverage for a longer period of time, and NTU is looking for coverage at this point for all federal employees because there are still employees who have not received a notice. And some, if they can get through to CSID, are being told that they were not impacted by the breach. But based on all of the information / misinformation that's been out there, they're very concerned. And if they've already notified 4 million current and former federal employees, we think that it would not take much to provide coverage to all federal employees and make sure that everybody is covered and doesn't get caught in some kind of an administrative error.
I think it's fair to say that my colleagues in the media who are trying to cover this for you and your members are just as frustrated as you are trying to get information about exactly what's going on. And you used a term a moment ago that I think is apropos, the information or misinformation that's out there, because we're starting to get questions, and I'm sure you're getting questions, that we know aren't true, but we don't know what the truth about things really are. For example, who got the stuff and what records are covered. We learn now about the second, more details at least, about the second breach. We knew about it a week or so ago. But this has kind of turned into this unfortunate witch's brew of information. And my sense is that you're not getting any better information, unfortunately, out of the agency and the government than we are.
No, unfortunately, we are not. No one is the problem. And it's leaving employees, as you can imagine, they're scared, they're angry, they're frustrated. Even if they did not get a letter, I just got an email from someone this morning that thought they were okay because they hadn't gotten a letter and they got a letter today. So, everyone's just waiting and then waiting to see what was in the second breach. Did it involve family members? Because that's why we think this coverage is important, that it be extended to all federal employees and to their families, to spouses and children, because there are a lot of indications that some of the information in the second data breach might have included that, but we just don't know for sure. So everybody's speculating, which only makes the fear and the anxiety and the anger and frustration even higher.
You said today OPM should support maximum relief and protection for federal employees and their families. What does the maximum relief and protection look like in your view, Colleen?
Well, for starters, it would be extended. The identity theft coverage would be extended to all federal employees and their spouses and their children immediately. And then it would be extended past the 18 months. Now, how far past the 18 months, there's probably conversations that have to take place about that. But I think there are arguments to be made that it's a lifetime. Now, we have not asked for that yet. To date, we have said it needs to be more than 18 months, especially because if the breach was discovered, if it actually happened in December, it's now already 6-7 months old. And like I said, employees are scared. Employees who are getting scam phone calls now that may be totally unrelated to this, of course, everyone thinks is related to this because it's happening and no one is getting a lot of accurate firsthand information that they're confident in.
And I go back to that because that's the struggle that we've had, and I hope folks understand that the reason that we're not able to report any more information than we're able to is because we're kind of in the same boat that you are. The 18-month argument, I think, is strong because we've seen cases of other data breaches where a private sector company extended identity theft protection to their customers for a certain period of time, and let's just say 18 months. And then in month 19, that's when the activity really picked up heavily after the sale of that database on the black market. And so that's the concern that I'm starting to hear from feds who understand how this stuff works. You know, this is a group of people who, in some cases, do this business on a daily basis and understand what the bad guys might be doing.
Absolutely. It's a very valid fear. And many of these federal employees are charged every day with keeping that kind of information for others confidential. And then to have their own information, which, of course, they had to provide to apply to be a federal employee. It's not like it was optional on their part. You know, so it's in the system. It's in a system somewhere, and it's obviously in a system that's been breached. So it's very alarming, and I've heard the same arguments that you just raised, Francis, that so if everyone knows it's 18-month coverage, they'll just wait for the 19th or the 20th month to start using them, you know. So and this is, I believe this is a breach that's going to be with us. I mean, every one of them is serious, every one of them that has happened, you know, with technology since this thing started is serious, but I really think this one has the potential to be with employees, with agencies, and with the government for a very, very long time. This is not anything that in 2 months we won't be talking about.
Colleen Kelly's the president of the National Treasury Employees Union. And the broader question, of course, is the job overall that the government does protecting the information of its employees. Is that something that you've bargained in the past? And is that something that you could see yourself bargaining in the future, Colleen, understanding and having the agencies demonstrate to you how they're protecting the information of the employees that they have?
Well, for starters, we started, and I think all employees started with an expectation that OPM had responsibility for, as you said, maximum protection for federal employees and their families. They need to take responsibility for that breach and take steps to ensure that all the resources of the government are used to put a place and plan to make sure that a catastrophic event like this just never happens again. So, you know, since this information came in from so many federal agencies into OPM, at this point, it's at least for this event, it's an OPM event. But we absolutely have been talking and very closely with the agencies where we represent employees for a variety of reasons. Of course, to bargain over anything that we can to ensure that the agencies are doing what they should be doing. But also, back to your point, Francis, about what information is out there. We've been working very closely with the agencies, and they don't have any more information than we do. And NTU has been, you know, pulling together information from any source we can get it. And we want to put facts out there, but there are not a lot of facts. But we also don't want to increase the anxiety of employees any more than it is. So we want the government to step up and do the right thing by these employees.
That's a piece of information that I want to make sure that I clarify. Do I understand you correctly that the agencies at which you represent employees do not have any better information from OPM or from anywhere else in the federal government than you do, so they're not able to give you answers either? Do I understand
that
correctly?
That's correct. They're not able to give information to their employees or to NTU. They want to work with us. They are as concerned about employees and their families. It has been, and firsthand what it's been like trying to get the facts, especially on the second breach. And that's why we think that if, for whatever reason, if there are national security reasons, whatever reasons, they can't tell us details about the second breach, then they need to step forward and take the maximum protection possible, make that available for employees, which is covering every federal employee today and their families with this coverage, and to do that far past 18 months.